Mike Besseglia here with the Seaville Podcast Network, introducing Dr. Stuart Chang. Dr. Chang is a local sports medicine podiatrist practicing at the Blue Ridge Foot and Ankle Clinic. Doctors Kevin Murray and Stuart Chang of the Blue Ridge Foot and Ankle Clinic have been serving the Charlottesville community in Central Virginia for over 20 years. Dr. Chang is a board-certified surgical podiatrist. He's affiliated with Martha Jefferson Hospital and Augusta Health. He is presenting a series of podcasts focusing on common sports injuries. Dr. Chang, take it away.
Hello, everybody out there in the Charlottesville podcasting arena. It's Dr. Stuart Chang here, and I'd like to talk to you all about some sports injuries. Plan is to do a series of podcasts that addresses some of the most common sports injuries that we see among folks in the sort of like the running sports, you know, and that would be running, anything athletic involving the feet, court sports, and things like that, because all of these are very similar in the mechanisms in which they happen. I know that the people and the folks here in Charlottesville are very sports-minded, and they like to stay healthy. So I thought that you all would like the opportunity to hear somebody who sees this on a daily basis and talk about it and give you some more information with regards to what these injuries are and how they occur and, you know, what we as medical professionals do with them. All of these topics I'm going to talk about, you can certainly get a lot of information out there on the internet if you're that sort of person. You can also take a look at our website. We're at the Blue Ridge Foot and Ankle Clinic, and our website is www.br, that's Bravo Romeo, footandankle.com. And we have a lot of information on all of these injuries, as well as other sports-minded information. We've done a lot of work to make our website not only an information source to get information about our practice, but also to basically educate our patients and provide a service to them so that they can be armed with information to help themselves. And we like to see them do that, try to get information on their own, help guide them through their problems. And if it gets to a point where they can't necessarily take care of it on themselves, that's where we come into play and offer some insight. My topics over the next several podcasts, over the next couple of weeks or maybe months, that is as quickly as I can get out here to record these, I'd like to cover some important things that happen with athletes. Among these are the overuse injury syndrome. That'll be my first topic. Then we're going to move on to Achilles tendonitis. We'll talk about stress fractures, the shin splint or the medial tibial stress syndrome, end up with one of the most important things and the most common thing we see, which is heel pain or plantar fasciitis. If I have an opportunity to do another one, I may put one out there on custom orthotics, which seems to be a very sort of interested topic that people like to talk about. Hey, what are orthotics and what can they do for me to help me in my game, keep me on the road and moving very well? Let's go ahead and do this. Today, the first thing I want to share with you is the types of athletic injuries that we see, and it breaks down into really two types. This is the acute injury, and these are very easy to recognize. We're looking at something like a Achilles tendon rupture. It's a pretty dead ringer to find when you see it. The other sort of things is an ankle sprain. That's an acute injury, or ankle fracture of sorts. That's an acute injury. And these are easy to find, easily treated, but that's not what people generally will run into on their own. They run into more of the second type of injury, and this is the overuse injury syndrome. What happens here is that an individual of some sort, I'll just use runner to be a good example. They engage in the activity of running, and oftentimes they'll do it without proper sort of workup and conditioning of their body, etc. They run to a situation where they create a sort of like a chronic insidious problem. The most common ones would be like an overuse injury to a tendon, and we call that tendonitis. And the second one most commonly we see is an overuse injury to sort of like the bone structure. And that's seen as a stress fracture of a bone. I think it's important to dig down deep and look at exactly what's happening here as sort of like on the tissue level. It's easy to say, oh, you got an injury to your tendon, an injury to your bone, but not too many people take the time to explain to you what exactly is happening to your body with regards to that individual structure or anatomical structure in your body. With the tendon injury, the body is really quite a remarkable thing in that it responds to the stresses that you place on it. If you're out there exercising and you do it in a very gradual sort of building up way, and the recommendation out there by most people in the sports arena is to not increase your level of activity, or say, like for a runner, your mileage, more than 10% in each individual event, whether that be an endurance or a speed event, over the period of time of maybe, say, a week or two, allow your body to acclimate to that and then gradually step it up over time. So we have individuals out there who are very anxious to get healthy. And that's fine. You know, I get it. I mean, people want to get healthy and do that. But maybe they're just doing too much too fast. And they run into the terrible twos, sometimes I like to call it, too much too fast too often. And they don't give themselves enough chance to recover from what they're doing. So we're talking about tendons. They would seem to get overused in a sense. And what do I mean by that? Well, the body is always in a state of equilibrium, sort of homeostasis, we call it. You're constantly building cells, and you're constantly breaking down cells as they become aged. And one of the activities of going out there and exercising helps to build tissue and build cells. And that's why you get to see, you know, bodybuilders. They become really, really large, muscular frame people because they're in a building process. And that's one of the neat things. However, there can at times be a situation where the destructive process is happening quicker than the building process, and that's where you can run into these injuries. What we're talking about when we talk about this sort of tissue-driven process, it's called mechanotransduction, and it's a method by which an optimal mechanical stress acting on a cell within a tissue stimulates intracellular signaling, promoting cellular activity to determine growth, enhancing the cell survival. And that's really kind of what's happening right down there at the level in which the tissue is in the cellular side. What happens is sometimes is that these forces can sometimes overcome, the forces of breakdown can overcome the building forces, and that's where you run into your overuse injury. The solution to the overuse injury is actually very simple. It's rest from that particular activity, which is causing the problem. And of course, you know, the standard things apply. Rest, ice, compression, elevation. That's it. Rice principle. That is what's happening down there in the nuts and bolts of the actual process of overuse. Now, when we talk about, say, tendons, the common term we use is tendinopathy. That captures a lot of different sort of things. The tendon has, tendinopathy as a topic has several different types of injuries. One is a tendonitis, which is an acute inflammation of the actual tendon structure. Paratendonitis, which is an inflammation around the actual tendon. And later, we get to a chronic tendinosis, where the actual tendon is breaking down, and it's sort of like the collagen that builds this tendon is being self-destructive. And that's in the late stages of a tendinopathy. I see a lot of those folks that come in because, you know, their tendon is thickened, it's hardened by this time. Sometimes when you get to that stage, it's difficult to actually affect and repair and bring that tendon back to its normal function without a lot of immobilization and maybe some surgical intervention. My goal maybe to get people out there and inform them is so that they don't get to that stage, you know, and the acute tendonitis sort of, and then maybe the chronic paratendonitis phase, they stop, think about what they're doing, maybe get in to see somebody that can help them. The most common tendon that we see that gets injured would be the, you know, the Achilles tendon, and that's going to be a whole separate topic. When we look further into other overuse injuries, the next common thing to get an overuse injury is bone. And bone, interestingly enough, is a dynamic living tissue within your body. Some people think that bones are static. You know, they sit there and they hold us up, and muscles wrap around them and sort of covered with skin, and there you have our body. But these bones are constantly turning themselves over. There is, again, an equilibrium within the body, which is building bone and breaking down bone, because after a while, you know, some of these bone tissues have reached their sort of life expectancy and they need to be replaced. That sort of thing is happening all the time. Now, when we get out on the road and say we're running and we run into a sort of pain in the bone, a lot of us will continue to say, okay, I could kind of run through this pain. Maybe it'll go away. Some people might get lucky and do that. Others may, pain may continue to persist and maybe even worsen. That's a great signal to say, hey, something is going on in here and we need to stop. When we're talk about the repetitive sort of injury that happens with bone, most of all, we're dealing with stress fractures. Let's get back to like the tissue level. Here we have excessive repetitive forces of compression and tensile activities within the bone. The bones begin to signal that let's do some sort of resorption of this bone because we're breaking it down and we're putting it through activities. And the signal to make bone production and recover from that is sort of overcome by that resorption of bone signal. So the bone weakens over time, and then what you get is you get a stress fracture because the bone, which was normally able to handle the sort of activity, now is weakened, and you get kind of like a little crack in the bone. And that's really just what a stress fracture is. It's a little crack. What happened there is the individual went through the terrible two process, too much, too often, too fast, without a lot of rest. You end up getting this insidious sort of problem. And eventually, the pain becomes so much that you have to actually stop and go see somebody and get it all fixed up. That's the overuse injury process and then syndrome that's happening in tendons, it's happening in bones, and it's really kind of sets the stage for all my other discussions on individual problems. Because if you don't have this sort of background knowledge, you can't really talk in depth into some of these other sort of injury processes. And so next time we get together on a podcast, we're going to talk about Achilles tendonitis.